Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Cold case investigators, the prostitute killer by Meryl Vaughn, is the newest in his popular cold case investigators series. The prostitute killer is a brother-sister duo serial killer targeting prostitutes due to a deep, dark secret in the family background. It was a cold case of over 5 years, and through the hard-charging private investigator, it was discovered that a total of five prostitutes spread out around Southern California and Nevada were all connected to the killer. It was due to a simple mistake that the case soon came together with a shocking ending. Meryl was born in Santa Ana, California. After graduating from Citrus Junior College in 1970, entered the U.S. Air Force in November of 71, serving in California, Thailand, Florida, New York, Greece, Hawaii, Wyoming, Germany, and Honduras. He retired in 1993 with the rank of Master Sergeant. After retiring, he moved to Pittsfield, New Hampshire, where he was a substitute teacher for the Pittsfield School District until 2020, also attended Franklin Pierce University, graduating in 2012 with a degree in general studies. He's committed to his community by being involved in his church and local committees. In 2007, he was appointed as the town representative to the Concord Regional Crime Line, a position he still holds. Meryl Vaughn, author of The Kidnapping, The Happy Paper Hanger, and the newest in the Cold Case Investigators series, The Prostitute Killer, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Meryl. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Bratton, and I appreciate you being here with you today.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and please call me Rick. We're informally just discussing your books in this series. Where did you get the idea to write this series? Everybody really waiting now for the next Cold Case Investigator series to come out. See, when you started, they're waiting for the next book to come out. Where did this idea come from?
It's hard to say. I just started writing down notes as I was perusing other novels and newspaper headlines, and I just started writing notes, and they came together. The first book was The Kidnapping, and then I evolved on into the second book, and then The Prostitute Killers, which is, like you said, it's a brother-sister duo team, and deep, seated secret, family secret that caused them to go into the crime scene.
How did you go about choosing that, the prostitute killer, and then choosing the locations in the book? This is in Southern California and Nevada. What went into the story behind the story of the prostitute killer?
Well, first of all, being from Southern California, I'm very familiar with the areas. That's where I utilize them in the book. As far as what caused me to go ahead and concentrate on this type of scenario, it was just an imaginary figure, so to speak. As in all novels, most of it is fictionalized anyways. It is the concept of the author that writes a novel.
Yes.
And that's what I based it on. And a lot of the investigative procedures that are being done in the book is based on my knowledge of criminal justice and interactions I've had with local police departments and with the FBI itself.
So you've done like thorough research in this. Talk about choosing cold case in true crime stories, or crime stories that you're talking about. What is it that interests you about this particular area?
Cases that that are unresolved and the quest for justice, that justice always works out eventually.
Yes.
It may take 5 years, may take 20 years. There's a situation here in New Hampshire right now where there's a cold case of over 35 years. So eventually the justice does win. and family members can finally achieve the peace of mind that their loved ones are accounted for and they're not forgotten.
Yeah, when you think about it, going through a cold case, and you mentioned 5, 10 years, even 35 years, I can't imagine a family carrying something like that around for all of that time without some type of resolution. And the cold case officers in this particular case is effective in going and coming up with some of the answers that for some reason had been overlooked or not available before. Our guest on the program is Merrill Vaughn. This is the Cold Case Investigator's author. This book is The Prostitute Killer, book number 3 in what's a trilogy so far. His website is merrillvaughn.com. Very simple, MerrillVaughan. And the website, merrillvaughan.com. We've got a link for that in our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll take you directly there to get information on the book. What do you hope readers get in reading the book? Obviously, it's entertaining. It's a mystery. We see this unfold. But what do you hope the takeaway is after they read, in this case, the Prostitute Killer?
In this case, it's knowledge. It's a gripping book that wants to make people keep turning the pages until they get to the tail end, which is where the end result comes in.
Yes.
It's at the tail end of the book. And as a side note, the screenplay has been written for this one particular novel. And it's in competition at the, I've been informed, it's at the in competition at the London Film Festival.
Ah, very
of
good.
Which early voting already has it marked as a semifinalist.
Fantastic. Well, it has all of the elements that are very popular right now. People looking to crime. I don't know what it is, but it's a very popular genre out there now, and you've tapped into that so well with your 3 books in the series. Screenplay, do you have any thoughts as to if there was saying, Merle, this is yours, why don't you cast it? You put the people in the roles you want them. Who do you see? Who would you like to see in your movie?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
Yeah, who would you like to see in your movie? If you were casting it, who would you put in?
To be honest with you, I don't know any of the young actors anymore, or actresses anymore.
Yes.
One of the inspectors could be Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be... very well fitted for it, I think. Possibly even Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Leonardo DiCaprio is another possible.
Yeah, all those all would do very well.
On the older side, as far as the duo goes, the brother sister, it's hard to say.
Well, you've got
to be perfectly honest with you.
You've got the leads there. I like all 3 of those. Those would all work well. I can see all of them in the lead in Cold Case Investigators, The Prostitute Killer. This is the latest by our guest on the program, Merrill Vaughn. What experiences did you have in writing up to this point? Had you written anything before? An avid reader? Where did this come from, this interest in writing?
I basically, before I started writing the novels, I had no experience whatsoever.
Amazing.
It came just because I was writing down ideas, and I decided to go ahead and see what would happen from them. And there is a 4th book in process right now. It's in progress. That's called To the Eyes of the Warrior. It's in the, like I said, it's in the process
yes.
right now. And I hope to have it released before Veterans Day, where I comprised all of my veteran-related poetry together into a book format.
Oh, very good. And you can follow and see how Merrill is coming with that project by Going to his website, merrillvaughn.com, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you pick a topic for these books? I'm sure you have plenty of ideas. This is the third in this series. How do you come up with the idea, the main character, the main story?
You might say I let my imagination run wild.
Yeah. And it's a vivid one, too, another, thankfully.
There's another one I'm working on. It involves a person with amnesia that is missing for over 5 years. And as it turns out, amnesia is also considered to be a mental disease, of which I'm going to be dedicating the book for my wife, which is an Alzheimer's patient.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So that's another book that's in the process right now also.
And you can watch for that at Merrill's website as well. Talk a little bit about this particular book, The Prostitute Killer and Patrick Johnson. Explain who Patrick Johnson is.
Okay, Patrick Johnson is the father of the child that was kidnapped in the first book. He was active duty Air Force. The kidnapping occurred on the base, on the Air Force base he was living at before he retired from the Air Force. And the first two of his best friends created cold case investigators. And in this book here, he becomes a member of them. He becomes a full-fledged partner with them. And he is the main investigator that finally cracks the ball of wax, so to speak.
Yes.
And figure it out as to who is the killer and the accomplice, of which the brother-sister team, I've heard that it does affect some people because of the accomplice, because of his profession. But in the end, justice is served.
This is in the Cold Case Investigators series written by our guest on the program, Merrill Vaughn. This newest one is The Prostitute Killer. Who do you look up to in writing? Who do you read a lot, and what authors do you read?
Tom Clancy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stephen Kuntz. Clive Cressler. In fact, I'm reading one of his books now. There was another one that I just got through reading. And all of a sudden I draw a blank as to who it is. But most of the books that I read is history, novels.
Yes.
Historical novels even. And some of them kind of kick my mind into gear and make me think about it.
That's where some of the...
And I just go a little bit further.
Yeah, that's where some of the ideas come from.
The hardest part that I've had is doing the researching. Researching on serial killers. The researching that I've done on the amnesia book is very extensive. And I have to put my mind, the time frame of the book is in the 1990s. So I have to put my mindset from the 21st century to the end of the 20th century.
Yes.
And that itself is a challenge.
So much is, when you think about that, so much has changed during this period. The 90s don't sound that far away, but yeah, they were. That was, 25, 30, 35 years ago when we went through that. It doesn't seem that long ago. When you, let's take the prostitute killer, for example. When you start that book, do you have an outline? Is that how you go about doing it, an outline where you've got this all basically step by step and then go back and write the story? Or sometimes it's the story write itself as you're writing the story.
Yes. Sometimes, as I have found, that as I start to write, it just evolves from what I previously write. It evolves into itself. Like the beginning of the prostitute killer, it's a innocent victim. She's not a prostitute, but she went to a motel that used to be high class, but ended up being a prostitute building.
Yes.
Motel. And she didn't know this, but it was the only place that was open, so she got a room. Well, the killers thought she was the prostitute that had that room. And she's the innocent victim. And then I just evolved it from there as to, okay, no more innocent victims, prostitutes. But that doesn't mean to say that prostitutes don't, they don't have families. They didn't come from some, they came from
exactly.
Somebody.
Yes.
And the book just evolved in itself.
It's a fascinating read. You mentioned that how quickly the story goes, and as a reader, we like that because we can follow the story. We want to keep reading and get more information and find out where this trail that Merrill has laid out for us, where it's going to take us. Merrill Vaughn is the guest and the author. This book in the Cold Case Investigators series is The Prostitute Killer. His website is merrillvaughn.com. Book available at Amazon, EC Publishing, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you directly to Merrill's website. What's this been like for you, writing and getting the books published and having people you don't know, probably never meet, that are fans of yours now and waiting for the next one in the series to come out? How rewarding has this been for you?
It's been an unbelievable ride. I thought that the best thing that I ever had going for me was my time in the military, my time in the Air Force. But now it's a second career, and it's been an unbelievable ride. I've had a lot of support from people, law enforcement, the different agencies. The people have contacted me that have read my books. Some of them have mailed me the book asking me to go ahead and sign a form.
Very nice.
So it's, like I said, it's been an unbelievable ride.
Would you call this a series? I mean, there are three now, so we've got a trilogy going. Will you continue writing based on the Cold Case Investigators?
Yes, the one with the amnesia is going to be part of the Cold Case Investigators.
Okay.
The title of that one, the tentative title, is Alice O'Connor is Missing.
Okay.
That's the name of the amnesia victim. That's the next one in the series. And then I have an idea, vague idea about another one, but it's too vague to really even jot down ideas on yet.
That, yes. Now, any
but yes, I'm not through with the series.
Well, that's good news for everybody that enjoys that, and those who are about to enjoy that by picking up the past copies. You've got the kidnapping, the happy paper hanger, and the new one, the prostitute killer. All the information on Merrill's website, merrillvaughn.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will direct you there. Talk a little bit about your writing style. Do you have a particular time of day? Do you set aside time each day? Does it just hit you?
No, not really. I find that myself at night, I'm too worn out. I feel like relaxing, just relaxing at night.
Oh, yes.
I try to do most of my writing in the morning, maybe, when it's cooler. The strange weather we've been having up here, it's cooler in the morning than it is in the afternoon. So I tend to try and do my writing in the morning hours. During the summertime, it's hard because of taking trips and going outside and
yes,
and doing things. But in the fall and the winter, most of it's in the morning time.
That's a good time of day for you to work. Do you try to set aside time like on a normal day you'll set aside time? Or does it just happen when you the words start popping in your mind, you start to start to write them down?
Sometimes it just happens just right when the urge hits me.
That, yes.
That's when I sit down and I start typing and I just figure it out from there. And sometimes it flows. Sometimes I got to back up and re-review what I've written and change things around.
Got a minute or so left here. You mentioned before research and reading reviews of the cold case investigators. Everybody likes the authenticity of the stories that you were telling. Talk about the research, and I gather from what you were talking about, that's really important to you to tell the right story, to use the right terminology, to approach it almost like a journalist who's writing a story, to have all of the facts right. How important is the research, and how extensive is it?
The researching is important because if the book sounds too far-fetched,
yes,
people will not want to read it. People will not want to follow through with the book to go to the tail end to see what it's like. Whereas if I do my researching, like I said, I've contacted the FBI, both the local field office and the Washington office, just to get information on what it was like back in the 1990s. Police departments are the same way. Methods of criminal investigations have changed over the years. They've changed a lot just in the past 10 years. One of the problems that I have is that if I go ahead and I talk about Miranda, for example, if a police officer is reading the book and he sees that I mentioned Miranda, but I leave out a few words, automatically it's not authentic.
Yep. Yes.
So I go ahead and I research the Miranda warning, and sometimes I'll just do a copy paste.
Yes.
This way I know it's correct.
Can't go wrong with that.
I know that's cheating a little bit though, but.
But it's accurate, but, and that's the important thing. People will look at that and go, yeah, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. And authenticity is so important in what you're trying to do. And Merrill, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the three books now, The Kidnapping, The Happy Paper Hanger, those books are now available, still available, and The Prostitute Killer, which is the latest in the trilogy, soon to be adding a fourth one. And you can follow all that on his website, merrillvaughn.com. It's been a pleasure, Merrill. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. And again, congratulations on the success of the series.
Thank you, Rick, and I appreciate your time with me today, and I hope to have another interview with you later on.
Keep them coming. We'll keep talking about them. I like having the chance to read them and talk about them.
One quick question. Do you know what a paper hanger is?
No.
You've mentioned the book a couple of times, though, but do you know what a paper hanger is?
Not officially, no.
Well, there's two definitions. One, a paper hanger is somebody that hangs wallpaper.
Oh, yes.
The other definition, which is what's in the book, it's a person who writes bad checks.
Yeah, okay, interesting. That's where that comes from. Okay.
Yes.
Well, see, that makes that story...
That always gets a lot of people confused on that. They try to figure out what is this about.
Well, yeah, the wallpaper killer, but you know that's not the case here. You've got the bad check writer killer. So that
the happy paper hanger.
Yeah, and that's number two in the series. The books are available wherever books are sold, and I'll direct you to Merrill Vaughn's website. I'd like to thank EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation with Merrill today. EC Publishing, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success. ecpublishingllc.com. Merrill, once again, thank you for joining us. Look forward to have you back on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you again, and I hope you have a very pleasant weekend.
You as well, and you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.